OCHA spokesperson Jens Lack says the plight of the people caught up in the violence is exacerbated by the economic decline in Syria. He says prices of food and fuel have gone up because of limited supplies, and agricultural production has been devastated by the violence.
If the violence continues unabated, we could, in the short term, see considerably more than the currently 4 million people in need of assistance and more than the currently estimate of 2 million internally displaced, which is already grave enough. Now, in the face of this human tragedy, organizations are struggling to reach more people in more places with more aid, but lack of access is still the major obstacle.
According to the World Health Organization, WHO, the health system in Syria has progressively worsened in the last 6 months. In fact, as WHO representative in Syria, Elizabeth Hoff, briefed reporters in Geneva by telephone, evidence of the violence was all around her.
Today, from my window here in Damascus Center, I can see black smoke from every corner of the city. And the rural Damascus, with 4 million people, is now heavily embroiled in the conflict. And I would like to say that Adra, yesterday and also today, there is heavy fighting. This is a small town of 50,000 people in rural Damascus.
Ms. Hoff said that on Monday she met with the Syrian health minister, who told her about the destruction of the health infrastructure in the country.
He told me that the hospital in Hama, the national hospital, had been destroyed over the last few days. 55% of the public hospitals damaged in the country. And also very many of the private hospitals are damaged. More than one-third of the hospitals are out of service. 78% of the ambulances are damaged. And more than half of them are not functional. It is not possible for any of us to support new ambulances because they are used for military purposes, whether it's by the government or by the opposition.
Despite the difficulties they are encountering, United Nations relief agencies continue to forge ahead with providing assistance to the people in need. Elizabeth Beers, spokesperson for the World Food Programme, says that in January, her agency provided food to 1.5 million people in Syria.
In February, we hope to scale up our operation and we hope to reach 1.75 million people. And step by step, gradually, we hope to reach 2 million people in March and 2.5 million vulnerable Syrians by April.
OCHA, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, says that to ensure that more people are reached with assistance in Syria, humanitarian agencies are expanding their local partnerships from the current number of about 70. The Syrian government is being urged to allow more international non-governmental organizations into Syria as partners. Derek Mbata, United Nations.